It's Wednesday, June 27th, 2012, and these are the ENT headlines for today. I'm Kirsten Winkler, I'm the founder of EduQuest. Our first story is more evidence that future versions of Skype will support WebRTC. The Verge and GigaOm report that Microsoft is experimenting with standards-based and proprietary technologies. Earlier this year, Microsoft job posting noted the need for developers with experience of HTML5 user interfaces and specifically mentioned Skype for browsers. So I think being able to receive your video calls or audio calls in your HTML5 browser without the need of downloading software or plugins is a pretty cool thing. Next story, super fast Wi-Fi for 500 educational institutions is on the horizon. Using the white space spectrum, which consists of unused and unlicensed TV channels in the US, the Air.U project is aiming to bring super Wi-Fi networks to 500 educational institutions. The networks may get around 10 megabits per second per 6 megahertz channel with a maximum range of 6 miles, though more speed and range are possible depending on geographic topography and how much spectrum is available according to The Verge. It's also pretty good, pretty neat for these educational institutions. And our last story for today, New York City invests in new tech high schools. In a further step to turn New York into the leading tech hub, Mayor Bloomberg and prolific VC Fred Wilson are planning to launch several specialized tech high schools according to the Next Web. There's already a very high interest for the upcoming Academy for Software Engineering, as more than 800 students applied for the 100 available places. So I'm sure this is going to be a very successful project, at least in demand. And that's it for today's ENT headlines. I hope you've enjoyed the new format, and I'll see you tomorrow with more headlines in education.